غصه او غم، غصه او غم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzurillah, I'm glad, I'm happy to be welcoming you back to another day, Alhamdulillah, Azzurillah, another episode, listening and hearing about Ghawth-e-Azam, the King of Saints, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmahullahu Ta'ala, taking lessons from his life. And inshallah, Azzawajal acting upon those lessons in this day and age. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, Azzawajal, every single day, all the time, we always hear about the virtues and the blessings of reciting and sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alihi wa sallam states, man salla alayya salatan wa ahidatan sallallahu alihi ashran, that he who recites one salat upon me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings and virtues upon that person. وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ عَشْرًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِئَةً. He who recites the Rushif only 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon him 100 blessings. وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ مِئَةً صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَلْفًا. And that individual who recites the Rushif, yes, you guessed it, 100 times, then he gains 1,000 blessings. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلِيَّ أَلْفًا. He who recites salawat 1,000 times. Then some people will say, okay, 10,000 now, no. But rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that if you recite salawat 1,000 times, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, زَاحَمَتْ كَتِفُهُ كَتِفِي عَلَى بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. That if somebody recites salawat 1,000 times, then his shoulder shall be shoulder to shoulder with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at the gates of Jannah, subhanallah. And if it was just this itself, Allahu Akbar, a huge blessing in sending salawat upon the greatest salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Please try to recite the Rushrif in abundance. Let's now recite the Rushrif together. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today we shall be hearing about a little story from the life of Ghawth-e-Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala, and the etiquettes, manners, the akhlaq of Ghawth-e-Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, but mostly, most importantly, the adherence to the Sharia, the adherence to the Quran and Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is what we must take away from this, that no matter what situation we are in, all the time, every time, all day, every day, we must adhere to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Sometimes we may wish we've gained such a rank. No matter what our situation, we must always remain close to the Quran and the Sharia. Sometimes we are in difficulty, we still must remain close and adhere to, act upon the Quran and the Sunnah, the Sharia, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ghawth-e-Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimullahu ta'ala, he himself tells us that once I was living in Qutbiyya Sharqi. This is a particular location, a particular place. He says, and day's life was hard, it was difficult. I had nothing to eat. I suffered from extreme hunger. And he then says that once, whilst I was in this state, yes, I was very, very hungry. I had no money. I had no dirhams, no dinars. I had nothing by means of which I could purchase any food for myself. And he says that there was once this young man who he came and he handed me a small packet and then he left. He says, I reached a masjid and I had purchased some halwa, I had purchased some bread, a piece of bread. And I had purchased this with that money within that packet which was handed to me. And then he says, I was thinking, you know, should I eat this now? Should I not eat this? And he says, within the masjid walls, there was a paper there. And on that paper, it said, we have created the wish for food for those believers who become physically weak so that they can gain strength from this for worship. He says, after having read that piece of paper, I then left the food there and I offered 2 rak'at of salah and went out of the masjid. Subhanallah. This, my dear viewers of Allah, a beautiful lesson to take away from this. And this is acting upon the Quran, the Ahadith Sharif, acting upon the Sunnahs, reading or worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from ever turning away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refraining, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, from sins. Refraining from becoming hopeless in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, refraining from becoming hopeless in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But more importantly, to adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah, to the Sharia. Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he saw this note that it is this money, this wealth, this food, whatever it may be, is for who? Is for which people? Which type of people? Those people who need it to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who need it for worship. It is for them people. Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he thinks to himself that this food which I have purchased, am I able to worship without it? And he attempts to do so. And he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he leaves it. And this is beautiful because there are so many lessons we take from this, my dear viewers. And one of the, amongst those many lessons is the rights of others. And especially those things which are the things of charity, which have been given by the people for specific reasons or specific things. And this is very, very important because when we go, let's just say we go to the masjid and we will not perform ablution at home, we'll perform it in the masjid. Sometimes why? Because there's more comfort, there's more ease, you can perform it in a better manner. That's completely fine. But then what do? We'll go to the masjid, we'll put the tap on and the water will gush out, but then we'll waste water. If it's at the masjid, we'll go there, we'll go to eat. Sometimes we go to places to eat, but many times we need to ask ourselves, are we permitted to be eating? So what do we do? What we do is we give the world preference. Worldly things, food. You know, food is one huge and a brilliant example. Food, my dear viewers. You know, sometimes when it comes to food, we forget about everything else. When it comes to food, we, you know, we're ready to harm other people. We're ready to fight over food. But look at this, Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, he needed food. He was really hungry. Us in this day and age, how hungry do we become? It's a question to ask ourselves. You know, rarely do we become so hungry, my dear viewers. Rarely do we become so hungry that and in a position where we're not able to get food. This is very, very rare for us. But this person was in such a position that he did not have money to purchase food. He did not go and beg others. Neither did he steal to attain this. But he remained patient. It said that once, Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, you see, those things which he considers himself not deserving of, he will never go towards those things. Once Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala, it said that, you know, he was in Baghdad, and we've heard previously that he left his mother, he left his family to go and seek knowledge, to go learn about the religion of Islam. And he's extremely hungry. It says that sometimes he would have to eat leaves or plants. He had to eat plants. That's what he would subsist on eating just plants. Allahu Akbar. And he said that sometimes when he did find food, sometimes when he did find something to eat, you know, sometimes, you know, it may be mushrooms that have grown. He's found something to eat, but then he would see that there would be somebody else too. So then he would leave that, he would go ahead for somebody else to come and be able to eat it. He placed others before himself. He was not greedy, he gave preference to others before himself. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is this? This is the trust he has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give me more. And said one day he's sitting down, he's very, very hungry, he doesn't know what to do. And there's another young man who comes. And this young man, he sits down, he has some bread, he has some food. He's sitting down, he unfolds it and he begins to eat. And then he sees Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. He doesn't recognize him. He says, he can tell that this person is hungry. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he states, I was so hungry at the time that when that person would raise something to place it to his mouth, he says, my own mouth would also open and close due to the hunger. And imagine, and sometimes we think of this, and sometimes, you know, you're looking at somebody, you think they're eating something, and if you're so hungry, this rarely happens, but sometimes people just, sometimes they're just out of desire, you want more food. You see some people doing this. And another Madhivyus is when it's extreme hunger, then you completely justified. And this is what was happening with Ghosbak. He says it was uncontrollable. It was his intense hunger. Allahu Akbar. And this is the Ghosbak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala. He then states, he says, that person, he invites me and says, you know, you continue eating. He says, no, come please, eat with me. And then he begins to eat, and then they begin to speak. And he asks us where I am from. Where is Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani from? And he says, I tell him that I am from Jilan. He says, you're from Jilan? I am from Jilan too. Do you know of Abdul Qadir? This person by the name of Abdul Qadir, he's come here. Are you aware? Do you know who he is? And he says, I am Abdul Qadir. Now he completely changes it. He's like, oops. Now he's feeling a little anxious. You're Abdul Qadir, he's eating the food, and then he says, I thought you were my guest and I was hosting you, but rather I am your guest. He says, I was traveling here and along with me, your mother sent some coins, 8 gold coins, 8 dinars. And he says that, you know, I've been put in such a situation where I myself don't have any money left, so I was had to use your money. He says, please forgive me. I use money, your money for this food. This is actually your food. You know, don't be worried. You eat here for as much as you wish. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, do not worry. You continue eating. Eat with me. And he says, don't worry, I forgive you. You don't need to worry about that. And then when he had finished, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, what does he do? He says, whatever's left of the food, he says, you take it with you. And he gives him some money too. Now, what's to be learned from this? Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he had this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, whatever our situation is, we should never turn towards sins. We should never turn towards wrongdoing. And this is the excuse we use. The excuse we say is, but I need to feed my family. Some people say that I earn a haram income. Okay, you say it's haram, but I need to feed my family. How else am I going to feed my family? Some people have doubt, if I turn away from haram, if I come towards halal, how will I do so? How can I possibly do this? Because then I won't have enough money, I need to provide for my family. Please remember, have tawakkul, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay strong, stay attached to the deen, to the Quran and the sunnah. It's nobody else that is giving you your sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you sustenance. Right now, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you not to perform wrong actions, not to perform sin, not to earn a haram income. you are earning your haram income. Every single day you refuse to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day these are the things you are doing. You are committing so many sins. You are using this same money to feed your family. Every single day you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is providing you, isn't it? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving you your sustenance. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is allowing you to satiate yourself with this food. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who continues to give you all of these things that you have in your life. This is by you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by you refusing to accept and act upon the Quran and the Sharia, by you being disloyal. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still continues to shower His blessings upon you. Imagine if now you were to obey Allah ta'ala. Imagine if now you were to lead a path, a life in accordance, in harmony with the sunnahs, with the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in harmony with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you think in such a situation that then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now suddenly stop providing for you? No. Leave. If you are earning a haram income, leave that haram income and remain closely attached with the Sharia. You must remain close to the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not commit wrongdoing. There are many people out there who earn their wealth in a wrong way. There are many people out there who will earn their wealth. And some people will think, no, you know, it's a halal income I have. But then we need to ask ourselves, okay, it's a halal income, brilliant. But are you praying your 5 daily salah? Are you acting in accordance with the Sharia? This is what's necessary. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah, there are many incidents in his life. But whatever the case, whatever the situation, he would always remain close to the Quran and the Sunnah. He would pray his 5 daily salah. Everything he needed to do, he would always do, and he would never do anything against the Sharia. It said that, subhanAllah, once he was praying his salah, and a snake came and wrapped itself around him. You know, when he went into sajda, he opened his mouth, he just moved it to the side, and he continued praying his salah. He did not give up his salah. Now, once he heard a voice coming from the skies saying, okay, now Abdul Qadir, you don't have to pray any more salah now. From now on, I'm happy with you. Your God is pleased with you. You don't have to do anything else. Now you can live in happiness. You've done your job. You've done so much. You've worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. And he says, this is a trick of the shaitan. This is his way of taking me away from practicing, from acting upon the deen. And sometimes, my dear viewers, there are many people who find out that. But how can we identify true saints from those who are not? And subhanAllah, this is a beautiful piece of advice given by Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, do not be fascinated by, you know, there's many people. Don't be fascinated having seen their miracles. You know, some people, let's just say, they're able to what? Some people are able to fly in the sky. Some people, they may be able to walk on water. He says, do not be fascinated by this. No matter what they do, they may fly in the sky. Wow, flying in the sky. You would think, subhanAllah, this person is a saint. He's able to fly. This person is able to walk upon water. Hazrat Bayezid Bistami rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, do not be amazed by such people. If they do not act in accordance with the Quran and the Sharia. Yes, you must act. Your actions should be in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnahs. If anybody acts against the Quran and the Sunnah, and there are many fake so-called peers out there, their actions are completely contrary to the Quran and the Sunnah. They may keep very long hair. They may not have full fistful beards. But rather they'll keep long and big mustaches. But they would not pray their salah. And they would make excuses. They would say, I pray salah in Medina. I pray salah in such and such place. But then when it comes to the time of eating, they come to everybody's house to come and eat food. And if you're Madani Channel, we should refrain from such people. And we should be with those who act in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is today's lesson, and it's an extremely important lesson. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he would never miss a single prayer. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he would never do anything against the Sharia. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he was always wary of where his food would come from. Whatever sustenance he would have, he was very, very careful about it. He would investigate. If he was doubtful, he would refrain from it. And this is the lesson we need to take away today. That there are some things which are halal, subhanallah. They are halal, alhamdulillah. There are some things which are haram, we must remain far away from them. But then, there are also those things which we may be doubtful about. If we are ever doubtful of anything, then either speak to a scholar, either ask somebody about it, or even my dear viewers of Madani Channel, leave it. If something is doubtful, you're not sure about it, leave it. And inshallah, you shall remain safe. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we should try to remain close to the Quran, to the sunnahs of Rasulullah. We should try to remain steadfast, no matter what difficulty we may be facing in our lives. Always remain strong. Remember, after difficulty comes ease. Yes, after difficulty comes ease. And the greatest of helpers is no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who helps us. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can never gain true satisfaction. You can never gain true contentment in anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remain firm and strong. Stay strong, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Keep hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for now. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we shall hear much more about Hazrat Zuhri Ghawsi Pak, rahimahullah ta'ala, in our next coming episodes. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.